Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Give the Lord a shout. Shout glory. Shout glory. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? If you are, jump up and give Jesus the shout. Lift your hands toward heaven and say, Father, visit me tonight. If you are desperate, make that a prayer. Begin to pray to the Lord and tell him, oh God, touch me tonight. Visit me tonight. Change my story tonight. I surrender to you tonight. Let there be a turnaround. Touch me tonight. Mete imakona. Bazanji tsorupa. Mete imakona. Bazanji konyaba. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Ha, mete imakona. Haini bazanji toruba. Bazanji konyaba. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Haini bazanji toruba. Bazanji konyaba. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Haini bazanji toruba. Mete imakona. Bazanji kunyaba. Alia, hey, Alia, hey, heaven? Do we have desperate people here tonight? Do we have hungry people here tonight? This is your hour of visitation. Your life is about to change forever. I come in the spirit of Elijah, and I decree tonight, every power and every force that is refusing you from being relevant in your generation, I command those powers to go down now. Tonight is the night of your rising. I decree over someone's life, your story changes tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your story changes tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. I'll be sharing with us for 10 minutes. And then we'll release the power of God here. In the name of Jesus Christ. The theme of our meeting is, Thy light is come. Thy light is come. I'll just be teaching very shortly for 15 minutes, and then we'll make certain declarations here for destinies to change. John chapter 10 verse 10. I need to define light and also define darkness quickly before we proceed. I beg you, give me your attention. I won't be talking for more than 20 minutes. Give me your attention and your life will change dramatically. The Bible said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that you may have life, and life to the full. The thief cometh not, but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but I am come that you may have life, and life to the full. Brothers and sisters, there are two forces controlling the affairs of humankind. The first force controlling the affairs of humankind is a force called the thief. And the thief has three agendas. Number one is to steal. Is to take away everything that makes your life relevant. Number two is to kill. Is to put an end to your life. I'm sure, as young as most of us are here, you have seen many great destinies, many great potentials ended just like that. That's the work of the thief. He cometh to also kill. And finally, the Bible said, he cometh to destroy. I want to summarize to you tonight that darkness is that personality that masters the act of stealing, the act of killing, and the act of destroying. But brothers and sisters, we are not hopeless. The Bible said, after the thief came, he said another personality came. And that personality came to give you life. Why darkness comes to steal, why darkness comes to kill, why darkness comes to destroy, light came to give you life. And so these two forces have two major modus operandi. One of them is to kill. Another is to give you life. And so when we are talking about darkness, we are not talking about what you are looking at up here. We are not talking about a shadow that is cast over an environment. That's not what darkness is. Darkness is a personality that has the power to kill. Darkness is a personality that has the power to steal. Darkness is a personality that has the power to destroy. But light, on the contrary, is another personality that has the power to give life. And so when life comes, it cancels everything darkness has done. The Bible speaking in John chapter 1 from verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, the same was with God in the beginning. He said all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And he began to give us his definite credential. He said in him was life. And the life was the light of man. And so life is a product of light. And light is a product of the world. And the world is a personality. And the name of that personality is Jesus Christ. Darkness is the devil, while light is Jesus. The devil comes to kill, Jesus came to give life. And so if you see that the quality of your life is going down, there is a personality walking by your side. The name of that personality is the devil. And when you see men making impact, don't look too far. Jesus is somewhere around. And so tonight what we have come to do is to introduce Jesus to your life, so that the one who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy will run away, and Jesus will take the center seat. When Jesus takes the center seat, light comes into your life. And you know, there is a law in the spirit. Darkness understands that there is no battle between light and darkness. Brothers and sisters, the moment light appears, darkness gives way. If darkness is present, it's because light has not come. And so if the devil is present, it's because Jesus has not come. If death is present, it's because life has not come. If destruction is present, it's because the Prince of Peace have not come. The moment Jesus stepped into the equation, darkness will vanish. In John chapter 8 verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He said, whoever follows me, he will not walk in darkness. He will have the life of life. And so tonight, brothers and sisters, I can tell you that I'm a testimony. My family was a family plagued with death. In 5 years, 6 people died. My family was a family plagued with poverty. It was a challenge to have what to eat and drink. My family was a family of obscurity. Nobody cared where you came from. The name Oroko was not heard anywhere until suddenly I encountered light. And as I connected to light, something happened. Death stopped. As I connected to light, something happened. Influence came. As I connected to light, something happened. Destruction ceased. And suddenly, everywhere Apostle Mike goes to, Jesus enters there. And every power of darkness breaks down. I came to tell you today, God is not raising few superstars. The light of God is available for the whole world. The Bible said, he is the light of the world. He's not the light of few people making impact. Everybody and anybody that accepts Jesus can enter into that life. He is big enough to supply light for everybody. He said all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. If this campus accepts Jesus today, overnight there will be 10,000 superstars. Or over a short period of time, there will be 10,000 wonderful people walking over this campus. It doesn't matter where you came from. You can come from a place where nobody is relevant. You can come from a place where people are threatened. But I tell you, if you receive this light today, there will be a turnaround. And suddenly, you that men mocked, you that men laughed at, you will become the envy of society. And when you are walking, men will celebrate you. Spirits will celebrate you. Because when light comes, light decorates men. Somebody give the Lord a shout! Light is not fluorescent lamp. No. Make no mistakes about it. Brothers and sisters, you can look at this fluorescent lamp and go back and die. Because when death comes, this one can't stop it. Light is not what you see from a bulb. You can look at this and go back home and be hungry. You can look at this and go back home and be sick. The way light works is that he is a person. He embodies it and he enters your life and you becomes the illumination. And so when men see you, they receive direction. When men see you, they receive empowerment. Because it's no longer what you see and approach. It is what you have become. Because when you receive him, you become one with him. He said, whoever is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. I don't know what you came here for tonight, but I came to distribute Jesus. I don't know what you came here for tonight, but I came to distribute light. So that when we go out of this place, you will not
God say an apostle once visited us. When we go out of this place, somebody who caught light will enter the classroom and he will start casting out devils. When we leave here, you will not wait for apostle to come back again. Somebody will enter the classroom and he will step into wisdom and he will know beyond his teachers. Somebody will catch light and he will be walking through this campus and he will be prophesying to people and he will be changing their story. And they will say, what happened? They will not say Apostle Michael came. They will say Jesus walked on our campus. And when Jesus walked on the campus, everyone who touched him became like him. God is not here to showcase one superstar to you. God is here to change your story, to turn your story around so that every one of you can become the embodiment of life. I prophesy over someone today. This is your time to shine. This is your time to shine. This is your time to shine. Peter said, we have not believed cunningly devised fables when we spoke to you about the resurrected Christ. This is not a fable. This is not a parable. This is a reality that have defied every limitations of life. I have seen the dead come back to life. I have seen the deaf hear. I have seen the blind see. I have seen the weak made strong. I'm not telling you a story. And I have carried this power from one nation to another. I've gone to Africa. I've gone to Asia. I've gone to Europe. I've gone to UK. This power has the capacity to change the story of anyone, anywhere, anytime. And I am persuaded you will not live here until there's a change of story in your life. Parakapatoa, Vekabanda Rabasto, Asiso Paragata, Yerina Gabanda Zosate, Afelakuria, Tamarata, Avanda Zosakaba, Arekobondo Sabaradiata, Abalo Sapirakano, Avrikadalish, Tabak, 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 Tabak. There is a summon in the spirit for a generation to be born. Maroma na katuaste, afekurwa takabara, aradana zazakta, oma katolia, jamboratai. Light has come. Light has come. Brothers and sisters, when you receive this light, four things will happen to you. Quickly, number one, when light comes, aya, erome. When light comes, light engenders victory. Your problem is not the battle you are fighting. Your problem is the absence of light. When light comes, your challenges become the platform for your manifestation. There is nothing like testimony if there are no challenges. A testimony is a proof that there was a challenge that light made mockery of. And so the bigger the problem, the better the testimony. The greater the challenge, the greater the answer. So light is a specialized force that undermines the power of your problem. He said the light shines in the darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. In Job 29 verse 4, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, he said, by light I walk through darkness. There are people who challenge darkness. There are people who walk through darkness, but the authority they carry is light. The psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. When that light is with you, even the valley of the shadow of death can become a place of shining. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. Listen, brothers and sisters, your enemies don't need to die for you to shine. They can be present and you can still be shining. They can be alive and you can still be shining. You don't need your enemies to die. When they are there and you shine, it's a sign that light has come. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but there's a visitation already. There's a visitation already. There's a visitation already. If you are the one, your amen will be louder. Listen. Don't let your problem intimidate you. Get light. Get light. When light comes, your problem becomes a platform. How did you get to hear of Benson Idahosa? If Benson Idahosa was a talker, nobody will remember him. You know Benson Idahosa today because he defied death. People died, he brought them back to life. It is the light he carried that gave him a place in the corridors of men of impact. That's what light does. Number one, it gives you victory. I prophesy, every mountain before you, they go down tonight. Every challenge before you, they go down tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The second thing light does is that light imparts boldness. Light imparts boldness. in Psalm 27 from verse 1 to 2. He said, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? When you find lions, they are not lions just because they are born that way. They are lions because they carry light. If a sheep contacts light, it can become a lion. I tell you, when light enters a man, that man becomes a warrior. When light enters a man, that man becomes a lion. The secret of timidity is ignorance. The moment light comes, boldness is imparted. I don't know what this territory is telling you. I don't know what your generation is telling you that made you feel as if you will not succeed. But I know that the moment light comes, a lion is born. Lions are born from the cocoons of light. Lions are born from the chambers of light. The boldness of a lion, the heart of a warrior, is what light inputs into a man. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your age. David, at the age of 17, he was keeping his father's sheep and he had seen light. And a lion came, he killed it. A bear came, he killed it. And he went to confront Goliath. The whole army of Israel were intimidated. When David showed up, he didn't consider his age. He didn't consider his stature. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defiled the armies of the Lord? He came by the power of the covenant because there was a light he carried. And he told Goliath, today your head will be cut off. The birds of the air will eat you. This was a man that the whole army was afraid of. But there was a boldness of a lion. When a man becomes bold, he can become stronger than an army. And David, as one man, became stronger than an army. And when Goliath approached him, he charged at Goliath. He collected his spear, he cut his head, and from that day David became the champion of Israel. I prophesy over you, the boldness you require to become a champion in your generation is released to you now. It's released to you now. It's released to you now. It's released to you now. Look around you. This environment is too small. Somebody will contact something tonight and you will tell yourself, Nasarawa is too small. Nigeria is too small. Africa is too small. I will take the word for Jesus. I will change my generation because something would have entered you. The power of the lion spirit, it will fall upon someone tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. The dot in light does is that light confers relevance. You cannot be relevant without light. Hear this. There are many people wasting their time developing their skin complexion and muscles. If you do it for medical reasons, that's fine. But you can't be relevant by how you look. You are relevant by how much light you carry. It says, arise, shine. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. It says, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, Gentile shall come to thy light. Men don't follow you because you are handsome. Men don't follow you because you can speak English. Men follow you because of the light you carry. And so when you want to see the quality of a man's light, look behind him and see the quality of people following him. He said, Gentiles will not only come. He said, even kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Why some are looking for kings? Kings are looking for others. The difference is light. If you don't have light, you look for a king. If you have a bright light, kings look for you. Because light imparts relevance. When Jesus walked the earth, everybody wanted to hear him. Everywhere he went to, the multitudes gathered. Everywhere he stepped into, the multitude gathered. Because he carried too much light. I prophesy over you, every darkness in you will vaporize tonight. My spirit is charged. I want to release power here. Ayako Marakaya. My spirit is charged. A generation is about to emerge. A generation of fearless men. A generation of warriors. A generation of priests. Marakabando Sabakaya. Avele Kaparadina Sabakado. Azazazana. Baranda Sabariata. Erakadono Sabaraka. Avarando Seriako. Baraka Sida. Ragadadadakoa. Ayo ataka. Ah. Hali hali yo. Hali yo. Hali yo. Hali hali yo. Hali hali yo. Hali hali yo. Mantles have been given to the church once again. mandates have been given to the church once again, for the kings to be born, for the ancients to arise, for the princes to arise, for the prophets to arise. Halli, halli, oh. Ali, ali, oh. Ali, ali, oh. Hear this. Finally. Finally. Light brings direction and preservation. In Psalm 119 verse 105, it said, thy light is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When light comes, there is direction. And when there is direction, there is safety. The first law of preservation is discernment. The first law of protection is discernment. There are many battles that men of wisdom avoid. And the ones they fight with strategy. The Bible said when David wanted to go to battle, he didn't just go to battle because he was an experienced soldier. He consulted with the Urim and the Thummim. And the voice of God will tell him, go, overtake, conquer, and destroy. When he receives that direction, even if you are an army, he can bring you down. When light comes, direction comes. When direction comes, preservation comes. Why do you think most of you fail exam? Because there is no light. If you have light, what is physics? If you have light, what is chemistry? If you have light, what is philosophy? If you have light, what's engineering? The Bible spoke about Daniel. It said they were 10 times better than their peers. And he said every question the king asked them, they were 10 times better than their peers. But the Bible told us the secret. He said in him is the spirit of the Holy God. He said light and an excellent wisdom is in this Daniel. And so he has the ability to explain hard sentences. As this meeting is over, somebody's brain will open up. Somebody's mind will open up. And those courses you failed, you will go back and pass with an A. You will go back and pass with an A. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise, shine. For your light has come. Lift your hands toward heaven. This is the hour. Ah! Ah! Marokabai. Kabaranda sonos. Severakira. Balaranda Sapakado. If you are born again, this is the time to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to release something here now. Maro Manaka Azeve Rabakadia Zara Parasta Bregadinos. Hear this. Hear this. The Lord sent me here to raise warriors. And you see, there are certain things you don't throw to everybody. It's only those who desire it. It's only those who are hungry for it. It's only those who are passionate for it. And so if you are here tonight and you are saying, Lord, visit me with your light. I want to be relevant. I want to be protected, preserved with clear-cut direction. I want to be victorious. I want to take over. If that is your passion tonight, lift your hands toward heaven and pray like a desperate man. Something is about to fall here. Amanda Rapako Sapakarada Ariara Barash Neverados Zezuzwa Rapakada Avero Kapash Yadododoa Shaga Mantabaro Dabakada. Of warriors, is a blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm upon his holy mountains. The hour has come. Sevigarata, Alelele Marandavinos. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, Now you have prayed. Keep quiet. It's time for me to pray. If I go violent, we won't live here tonight. Lift your hands toward heaven. Everyone that has raised a cry, heaven is about to identify you. Do I have ushers here? Do I have ushers here? There is a fire about to fall here now. And I need ushers to bring them here to me. Destinies are about to be transformed. Mantles are about to be given. Graces and dimensions are about to be imparted. I want to lay hands on these ones and transfer a heritage. The heritage of the apostolic order. The heritage of warriors, messengers, and witnesses of the last day. Father, in the name of Jesus. The fire is beginning to fall. Asa lefere kamato. Ayala na makaruata. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Now lift your hands toward heaven. There are three categories of impartation. The first impartation tonight is for warriors, men that have power to contend with the spirits of the last day. Father, wherever they are, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, to those watching online, there are 24 warriors about to be conscripted now. Holy Ghost, help me find them. Take that fire. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lower the sound. The Lord wants to ordain men into the order of Daniel. Men that are wiser than witches, wiser than astrologers, wiser than sorcerers, wiser than their own teachers. Father, the excellent spirit that was upon Daniel, that Christ modeled and made available to us, wherever they are, that spirit that opens the understanding of men, in the name of Jesus, take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Maravakina panes zegetaron stofrakatalish zabara kabash zavakatali zabakatosh zatida kapakapatudus Zekiro Paragata Manta Parasta Avrato Sovrate Aberarina Maraganosta. Hey, hey, hey. You are a failure. Not anymore. As you walk out of this meeting, light appears to you.
In the name of Jesus. Finally, please lower the sound. I don't have much time. Finally, lift your hands toward heaven. There is an impartation coming on you now. Your hands will come under fire. Because the power to heal the sick, the power to cleanse lepers, the power to cast out devils is about to descend here. Father, wherever they are, right now, right now, right now, right now, bam, in Gilead, take that fire. Take that fire. Mango Barakai, Verekido, Ragadas, Tavindra, Kabarato. This is how the stories of men change. This is one of the ways of building men up. He said the temple kept growing by the prophesying of Zacharias, the son of Iddo. I came to raise you by prophecy. I decree over you now the light you require to ascend. Receive that light now. The power you require for a change of story. Receive that power. Mando Barata Barakados. Sagata Farandalis Zazoso Frakira. I paralyze the powers of iniquity. I curse them to their roots. I judge the spirit of courtesy. I judge the spirit of immorality. Powers that are taking root in this land, I uproot them. I come as a prince from Zion. I contend with the land. I decree every dark prince, you are dethroned tonight by the authority of the apostolic and the prophetic office. I change the atmosphere. I alter the tides. And I open the gates for revival. Awake thou that sleepest. And Christ give thee light tonight. Receive that light. Receive that light. Receive that light. You know that song. We chant in the Holy Ghost. 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 In the name of Jesus. Number two, hear this. Number two, hear this. Sickness and infirmity is about to leave here now. It doesn't matter what you came with. They may have called it cancer. They may have called it diabetes. They may have called it hepatitis. They may have called it deafness, blindness, lumbar lordosis, scoliosis. They may have called it astigmatism. They may have called it myopia. Whatever name they give it, I come by a superior name. They say at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. The power of sickness is about to fall here. The power of sickness is about to fall here. Enedu dabu weno. Ojo do dabu weno. Uhiminiye. Akwata kikwisi. Enedu dabu weno. Ojo do dabu weno. Uhiminiye. Akwata kikwisi. Enedu dabu weno. Ojo do dabu weno. Uhiminiye. Akata kegweti Udu bogago Udu bogago Ene dabu Ene dabu Ene do dabu eno Ojo do dabu eno Uhiminiye Akata kegweti. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. We are constrained for time. Lift your hands toward heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmities. I command every chain of sickness, every yoke of infirmity, right now, in the name of Jesus, break from their bodies. I command demons of sickness, in the name of Jesus, come out of their bodies. Come out of their bodies. I command sickness, now be bound. Now be bound. Leave their bodies now. Leave their bodies now. I command pains be gone. I command deafness be gone. I command blindness be gone. Blood conditions, organ disease, in the name of Jesus, come out of their bodies. I command growth in the body dematerialize now. I command bone conditions be healed. Bone conditions be healed. Broken bones, short bones, every bone affliction be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Can we be quiet? Can we be quiet? There is a wind of the Spirit. It's about to blow through this place. It will remove affliction from people. Growths will leave people's bodies now. Deaf ears will pop open. Blind eyes will see. Pains will leave the body. Blood conditions will be cleansed by the Spirit. Can we be quiet just for a moment? Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so let that wind blow by the Spirit. That's right. That's right. That's right. Some of you, it will hit you and it will activate a force in your spirit. And somebody will scream because of what will hit that person. I release that grace now. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Now help me, ushers. Ushers, don't force those who are still drunk. Just help me move them to this side. Everybody, all of you holding hands quickly. We don't have time. Help me move them to this side. Help them. Lift your hands and worship him. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. 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 Move them, move them a bit more. Move them a bit more. Ale, ale, ale. Ale. Now hear this, hear this. I'm doing many things at the same time. Hear this. Please help that sister. Hear this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now check your bodies. If you have noticed a healing, hear this. If you have noticed a healing, can you wave your hand, your right hand? Just lift your right hand. You have noticed a healing. Look at that. Somebody give Jesus the shout. Wait a minute. Not everybody. If you have noticed a healing already, you are not trusting God for healing, You have noticed the healing now. Can you wave your right hand? Look at that. Look at that. Somebody give Jesus the shout. Hear this. There are two things I want to do now. Two things. How do we manage this? Can't we move them a bit more? I want to do the most important thing that brought me here. Hear me. Those of you who have noticed a healing, tangible healing, I want you to run to the front here now. Run as fast as you can. Run as fast as you can to the front here now. You are the proof that what we are saying is not a story. Hallelujah. 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 Keep coming. Ale, ale, ale. Ale. Ale, ale, ale. Ale. Now hear this. I just want to take three or four testimonies before I do the most important thing here tonight. Just three or four testimonies. Give me four tangible testimonies, tangible miracles.
Apostle, sir,
talk to me.
There's a miracle here.
Yes, what happened?
He said he came in with a boy under his anus.
You came with a boy, growth under your anus,
which was diagnosed to be pile.
Pile for how long?
1 month, sir.
For over 1 month now.
1 month growth in the anus diagnosed to be pile.
And immediately
what happened now?
He declared that receive your healing. He began to rub his bonbon on the chair. He can't find it.
The growth is gone. Pile terminated. Are you just looking like that? Somebody give Jesus the shout. Come here, brother. Come here, brother. Come up here. You were diagnosed of pile.
Yes, sir.
You could feel the growth.
Yes, sir.
You had pains?
No, sir. I'm feeling.
Were you feeling pains before?
Yes, sir.
Now, what happened? Is the growth still there?
No, sir.
You can't feel the growth anymore. Yes, it has vanished.
Yes,
somebody give the Lord a shout. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Talk to me, brother.
Appendix check back to hell.
Appendicitis. For how long?
Over a year now.
Over 1 year. Appendicitis. Checked back to hell. Sister, come here. Are you just looking like that? Give Jesus the shout. You had appendix?
Yes, sir.
Was it diagnosed by a doctor?
Yes, sir.
By a doctor. How did you know you had the appendix?
I started feeling the sharp pain inside of my...
So there was a sharp pain. How do you know you have been healed?
The moment you prayed and then I started rolling on the floor and all of a sudden I started feeling normal again.
That you can't find the pain anymore. Check there. I want you to hit it. Let's see. Hit it so hard. Hit it. Hit it. Somebody give Jesus the shout. Come here, sister. It's permanent. Take that power. Help her.
Apostle, sir.
Talk to me, sir.
There's a testimony here.
Please talk to me. What happened?
Over 6 years, this our brother here has been having ulcer, and because of the ulcer, he has been having severe chest pain.
Also for over 6 years.
And now as you make a declaration, he realized that the pain checked back.
The pain is gone forever. Come here, brother. Malako Barakade. Azozo Varina Kapatalis. Darada Adaduno Sazafata. Permanent in the name of Jesus.
Apostle, sir.
Talk to me.
For over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
She has been suffering an eye condition.
Eye condition. What's the condition?
She can't look at the light.
You couldn't look at light.
As a student, she finds it difficult to read under the light.
Over 10 years. Couldn't look at light.
She can see clearly.
You can see clearly. And you are just looking like that. Who did this? Who did this? Come here, sister.
Pastor, you need to hear this, sir.
Talk to me, sir.
Sister Stella was diagnosed with perforated intestine.
Permanent in the name of Jesus.
Perforated
intestine.
She came here with the pains.
Because of the pain you had, because of the perforated intestine, you had pains.
She can literally feel the pain.
Was he a doctor that diagnosed it?
Yes.
For how long?
Close to 1 year.
Close to 1 year. Your intestine was perforated. And so you felt pains.
Yes,
what happened now, sister? You can't feel the pains anymore.
Yes,
somebody give Jesus the praise. Come here.
Wait a minute.
Do we have praise leaders here? Can you play praise for me? Omekwalanga ome ozoye. Omekwalanga ome ozoye. Ah. Jesus will be mine.
Wait.
I need somebody that has energy. This one you are singing. This one you are singing is for morning devotion. What we are doing here is not morning devotion. Who has energy? Collect our microphone. Take us there. Aya. Marako. Barakata. Dadana. Wait a minute. You had perforated intestine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Diagnosed by a doctor.
Yes, sir.
And because of that, you said you were feeling pain.
Yes, sir.
Lower the volume. I need them to hear. Where were you feeling the pain? Both sides. You couldn't touch your stomach before?
Yes, sir.
Hit it so hard. Let's see. Hit it very hard. I want another sister. Hit that stomach. You couldn't. Come on. Look at her face. Somebody give Jesus the show. It's permanent.
Apostle, you need to hear this one.
Talk to me, sir.
For 3 years. She had had liver problem.
Liver problem.
But while you were speaking.
What was the problem?
Liver problem. I saw you lay hands on my tummy. I was at the back.
Was he a doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
What did they call it?
Liver infection.
Liver infection.
Yes, sir.
So you were feeling pains. What was the problem?
Having stomach pain. I came here with pain.
Stomach pain.
Yes,
for over 3 years. What
sir.
Happened?
I am healed.
You are healed. You saw a vision.
I saw you lay hands on
you
my
saw
stomach.
Me lay hands. That's the angel yes. of the Lord. Somebody yes. give Jesus the show. Omekwalanga ome ozoye. Omekwalanga ome ozoye. Come here, sister.
Hey.
Jesus will be my up here. You were diagnosed of liver infection. It's gone forever.
You need to hear this, sir.
Talk to me.
This sister came here with hernia.
You came with hernia.
She said she cannot cough. If she coughs, the place will inflame.
You couldn't cough.
But she has verified she has coughed several times.
When you cough, the place inflames.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel pain as well?
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
No, I'm not feeling pain.
Come and cough here. Let's see. Come and cough here.
It has lasted for over 10 years, sir.
Over 3 years.
10 years. 10.
Wait a minute. Hernia for over 10 years. She couldn't cough.
In
when
fact,
she coughs, the place inflames.
She was operated there at that spot twice.
You were operated there twice? And the pain was still there. That's a demonic hernia. But I told you, when light comes, darkness checks out. Can you cough now? Cough. Let's hear. Somebody give the Lord a shout! I have a big ego.
Come on!
listening, sir.
Jesus will be my healer.
What happened? What happened?
Sir, Jesus is in the business of doing us good.
Talk
tonight
to me, sir.
This sister came here with three conditions.
Three conditions.
Number one, for days now, for over a week, she has not been able to chew because of migraine headache.
Chew? She couldn't chew for many days because of migraine.
And the second one, for over 2 years, she has been having this abdominal pain consistently.
Abdominal pain for 2 years. Number three.
And then, over 9 years, she has been suffering from short-sightedness.
Over 9 years,
and inflammation.
She has been short-sighted.
As we speak now.
And inflammation of the eyes.
Yes.
Your eyes were swollen. What happened now?
Well, now it's okay.
Everything is healed.
Yes, sir.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Come up here, sister. It's permanent.
You need to hear this, sir.
Talk to me.
Bro, there's a rain of miracle here. There's a rain of miracle here.
Talk to me.
These six people here gathering here, they've been having ulcer.
Six of them had ulcer.
Yes.
And six of them have been healed.
3 years, 1 year.
5 years, 3 years, 1 year. All of them, ulcer. All of you, lift your hands up toward heaven.
15 more ulcer.
There's a power coming on you right now. One of you will become a healer. In the name of Jesus, take that power now. Talk to me, sir. Talk to me.
Brother Ezekiel had an accident and had a broken wrist that have lasted for 3 years, sir.
You broke your wrist.
And after the prayer, the
due to accident.
Broke. Yes, sir.
What happened now?
As you were praying, I fell down and I felt it fixed.
The bone was fixed.
Yes, sir.
Somebody give Jesus the shout. Come here.
Sir.
You had an accident. How many years ago?
3 years ago. 3 years ago, sir.
And your wrist was broken. You could feel the pain. You could feel the broken ribs. What happened now?
Now, as you were praying, I fell down and I felt it fixed.
And the ribs were fixed. Somebody give Jesus the shout. Two more testimonies and we are gone. Two more. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Ala mungu de makayo
Ubangi jikirika isayabo
Everybody hands up mungu de makayo
Ubangi jikirika isayabo
Kikirika isayabo
Kikirika
isayabo
Ubangi jikirika isayabo
Kikirika isayabo
Kikirika
Ubangi
jikirika isayabo.
Somebody give Jesus the show. What happened?
Jesus the healer is here.
Talk to me.
Since he was born.
Since you were born.
He had this kind of 430 eye. He can't see straight.
Your eyes were looking in different direction.
But now
Wait a minute. Since you were born.
Since I was born.
Your eyes look in different direction. How old are you, sir?
I'm 20.
He's 20. So for 20 years, his eyes were looking in different direction.
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
Now I can see.
The eyes are straight. I can see them. Somebody give Jesus the shout. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up, brother. Last testimony. In Jesus' name. One last testimony.
She came in.
Listen. There is one more impartation I want to release on you. When we leave this campus, the impact will last for many years. Many will rise with mantles, with graces, and with dimensions that this campus will not recover from. Talk to me, sir.
Apostle, sir, she came in with a broken finger.
A broken finger.
And then she fell under the power here.
Fell under the power.
And the moment she stood up, the finger she couldn't bend. For days now, stretch forth.
The finger straightened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody here tonight that has a reason not to receive Jesus? Hear this. Hear this. Salvation is not something you are assuming. You know, you know. If Jesus comes today, sir, I will go to heaven. I know. I don't need to ask anybody. I know, sir. If Jesus comes today, I will go. I will go to heaven. It's not a question of reading from a book. I know. Because I have Jesus.
All these guys have been healed. Move this way. God bless you. Can you just lay hands on them for me? Now, those of you listening to me, you have no reason to be ashamed of Jesus. If you are here tonight, hear this. And I want to pray a special prayer for these people. You are here tonight. Wait a minute. Is there anybody here that was healed of an ear condition? An ear condition? You couldn't hear well or something? Is there anybody like that? There's somebody there. That healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Now hear this. If you are here tonight and you know that if Jesus comes today, you are not sure where you are going, this is your opportunity. I want to personally lead you into the kingdom. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's not a... Jesus said, I am the way. They are not two. I am the way. They don't have two ways to the Father. I am the... He didn't say, I am a way. If you are here tonight, you are not sure of your destination. This is your golden opportunity. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but Jesus is tomorrow. If you receive him, you can tell. I want you, without religion, I know you may be in a church. Your father may be a bishop. It doesn't mean you have a personal encounter with Jesus. Tonight, you want to say, Jesus, I publicly receive you. And I want your light to shine upon me. Turn me to a wonder to my generation. I want you to run forward here as fast as you can. Move back a little to create space for them. Play a sound for me.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Do you get the sound? Wait. Ah, your people love skills too much. Put life in the song, not skill only. Put life there. Come, let me lay hands on you. Power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready?
Have you been to Jesus for cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless, are the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Keep coming, don't be ashamed. Keep coming.
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless, are the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Somebody is hanging at the back there and he's saying, I will say the prayer from there. Don't deceive yourself. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father and his holy angels. This is not a decision to take in hiding. The Holy Ghost is telling me there are still persons there that need to be here. You don't know what God has in store for you. In another 1 minute, I want you to come out boldly. That's right. You are doing the right thing. Keep coming. We'll take one again.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Lord of the Lamb, I am coming.
coming. Keep coming, brothers. Keep coming, sisters. We came for you.
Of you who are kneeling, it's a sign of surrender. I didn't even ask you to kneel, but it's a sign that from your heart you are surrendering to the Lord. Now tell the Lord to help you, because you can't help yourself. Sin wants to make a mess of you. That boy takes you to that dark corner every night. It's touching your body. It will destroy you. That's not what you need now. What you need now is to excel in your study and prepare for a glorious tomorrow. But it's the power of sin. It will break tonight. Talk to Jesus. Listen, we came here for you. Don't worry. Come. You are seeing. Oh, you're blessed. We came for you. Listen, traveling back this your road is very risky at this time. But we are willing to take the risk because of what you are doing now. We are going back to Abuja this night. It's a very risky journey. But because of what you are doing, we are willing to take that risk. I came in from Lagos today. Yesterday, I was in Yenagoa. I left Warri to Yenagoa, flew to Lagos, ministered in a VG. I still came here. So what we are doing here is not a joke. Your life is about to change. Now, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. And this is why you are praying it. Because this is the key to salvation. The Bible says if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, he was buried, and he rose from the dead, he said you will be saved. And he said if you confess it with your mouth, Jesus will become your Lord and your master. And when Jesus becomes your master, no devil can attack you. That's why you want to pray this prayer. And so now that you understand what you want to do, place your right hand on your chest and say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in my heart that Jesus is your Son. He died for my sins. He was buried. And on the third day, he rose again from the dead. For my justification. Tonight, I confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Son of God, who died and who rose from the dead, is my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. I receive eternal life. I am born again. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Congratulations. Congratulations. You have done this. This is the best thing you've done in your life. I'll pray for you now for the power of sin to break. And I'll get the JCCF to get your number. We don't have time anymore. We would have arranged a Holy Ghost baptism for you, but the eruption will take our time. But they are going to organize a Holy Ghost baptism for those of you who are not yet born again. And then with the patron, we'll arrange at least a 1 week foundation school for you, so they teach you the basics of the faith. I want to beg you to follow through. Many years of your life will depend on it. Trust me, where you are now, I was there. But see what God has done. Your life will never be the same again. Father, I pray for your children. They've surrendered to you. And so I decree that the power of the devil is broken over their souls. I decree that the yoke of sin is broken. I decree that your life will circumference them. Your fire will preserve them. From today, they become witnesses of your kingdom. And these ones will become the hope of this generation. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, Kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.